It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis. And have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer Stewart. Welcome to Sweet Home Cannabama. We've been on the air for over 6 years now, giving you all things cannabis in Alabama and nationwide. We are live on the radio on FM Talk 106.5, as well as Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So if you're watching online, hit that share button and share this message with your friends. Let them know that we are here to talk about, to educate, and to fight for the citizens of Alabama and for the hemp industry nationwide. Want to do a couple of current events, announcements. Tomorrow here in Mobile, we have the mayoral runoff election, and boy, has it been a drama-filled several months. But Spiro Chiriagatis and Barbara Drummond are the last two on the chopping block. And tomorrow, everybody needs to get out and vote. I think they had about 40,000 people vote in a city of 150,000+. That is not cool, guys. You got to get out and vote. I see so many people complaining and talking a bunch of bull on Facebook day in and day out. It's exhausting to read. But if you do not get off your hind end tomorrow and vote, you don't get to complain anymore. And you're going to need to keep that energy up, because we have many more elections coming between now and next November, and we're going to need all the participation that we can get, especially in statewide legislator elections, the governor's election, lieutenant governor, the attorney general race is getting super dramatic as well. And so we need everybody to get in the habit of getting up to vote. And if you are not registered to vote, you won't be able to vote tomorrow, but you need to do that as soon as possible. If you don't know how to do that, let me know and I'll help you find out. I want to make an announcement that we're going to have a new sponsor for the show, an organization called the Gaia Guild, and their website is gaiaguild.shop. They have the same gummies that we sold at Cannabama. They were kind enough to take those on, and they are putting those on the website as of this weekend, a couple days ago. So if you enjoyed our Boom Boom Bites, our Pain Bombs, our THC-free gummies like the CBD-CBG combos, the CBD-CBN combos, those are going to be available at Gaia Guild, that's GAIAGUILD.shop, S-H-O-P, and some of the proceeds of every sale of those particular gummies will go to help fund this show. So I know my customers have been really upset and desperate to be able to get their hands on some of the products that they were buying from us. We have made arrangements for them to get those exact same gummies and they will be shipping those out. And like I said, every bag of gummies that you purchase from GaiaGuild.shop will help fund Sweet Home Cannabama. While I personally try to figure out, you know, where we're going in this situation professionally and able to fund the show. As everybody knows, Cannabama the store funded this show for all these years, and we closed on June 30th and haven't been able to do that. And so we've been looking for help. We also have sponsorship packages and advertising packages for the 30-second commercials on each of the breaks. Cecily Rosopoulos, it's a really weird spelled name, and I know she's listening. Honey, forgive me for butchering it. But Cecily is working with me to help me figure out how to get sponsors on board and get these ads filled. If your small business or organization is interested in advertising on one of the most popular shows on the station, Sweet Home Cannabama, then you could reach out to Cecily and find out where you will fit and help us keep this train a rolling. Also, if you're not interested in buying gummies, but you would like to financially help the show and you're just an individual, We have a Cash App and Venmo for the show. The Cash App is $SHCBRadio1, and the Venmo is at SHCBRadio. So if you'd like to donate even $5, the show costs money, the airtime costs money, my lovely assistants that help keep the stream going, it all costs money, and any help that you can offer us, we ain't too proud to beg around here, y'all. We have a lot of work to do, especially going into the 2026 legislative session. And, you know, we can't do anything if we can't stay on the air. And so any help that you guys want to offer us, you know, all I can do is ask and say, please, very much, thank you. also, there is some national legislation. If you do not follow the U.S. Hemp Roundtable page, they are having a national virtual town hall on Thursday, the 25th, from 2:30 Eastern to 3:30. That will feature the General Counsel for U.S. Hemp Roundtable, Jonathan Miller, who is very much visible at all of these hearings in Washington, D.C., Art Masalo, who is president of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, and our friend who has been on the show, Ken Meyer, who is co-chair of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable Farmer Advisory Council. There is language, they are pushing language that would federally criminalize hemp products with any amount of THC, and that would wipe out more than 95% of hemp products on the market. So if you are interested in joining that, you can go to the U.S. Hemp Roundtable Facebook page or website and sign up to be a part of that national virtual town hall. It seems like we can't catch a break here. I think Wisconsin and Illinois are also considering legislation that would do basically what's been done in Alabama. And we're hoping that what happened in Texas, they finally, you know, the governor of Texas vetoed SB3. They could not get SB5 to pass in the special session, but he actually issued an executive order with guidelines to age gate, which means to limit the age to 21 and up, and set some standards for packaging and testing, common sense things that a lot of us in the industry in every state have been doing voluntarily. But again, to have rules on the books, which, by the way, when all of this started in Alabama for 2025, we wanted regulation. You know, we actually had a bill prepared in preparation, knowing that something was probably coming, trying to preempt that. We got carpet bombed by 8 ban bills and regulatory bills. You know, you guys have been with us through all of that and heard it word for word every week, week after week, month after month. And then we had the passage of HB 445, and then the governor signed it. You all have seen the devastating impact of that. And have felt the squeeze. You know, like I said, every single day, I still get calls from customers. They don't know and they're asking, what do we have? Or they are trying to figure out if we're still even open. And a lot of them are shocked that we're closed. And some of them are shocked that we don't have, you know, that the products they're looking for can't be found anywhere legally anymore. And, of course, I've spent a lot of time warning people that if you skirt the law and order things like smokable flower from out of state and get caught, it is now a Class C felony, and that is up to 10 years in prison and up to $15,000 fine. It will totally wreck your life for being caught with a product that is federally legal and was just being sold for over 7 years right here in Alabama less than 3 months ago. So, you know, I don't know why the message isn't getting across. Like I said last week, they don't just send out notices to everybody. They don't even send out notices to the businesses. We just knew because we were fighting it. But a large number of people still do not understand what happened. Some of them don't even understand that anything did happen. But they are trying to do this in a lot of states. We know that their motivation is coming from the donors in the alcohol sector because they have lost so much in alcohol sales nationwide. They want control of the THC beverages, and they're willing to cut out the products that real sick people use every day in order to achieve that. And so the fight rages on. I was hoping to have a big announcement tonight on some progress we've made, but we couldn't quite make the deadline before the show started. Hopefully tomorrow I will have a special announcement, or sometime this week at least, but hopefully tomorrow some good news, some hope, and something to look forward to. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to our first celebrity guest, my good friend, Bo Bice from Alabama. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, like I said, we have a very special guest, my good friend, Bo Bice. I'm going to just read you his bio. He's an incredible guy. I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last couple of months, and I'm very excited to have him on the show. Huntsville-born Alabama's Bo Bice entered the musical arena with his epic run on American Idol and ranked as runner-up to Carrie Underwood in 2005. As a rising star, Bo received many musical awards throughout his 25-year career and eventually was inducted to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Distinguished for his performance for U.S. service members at home and abroad, Bo was recognized by President George W. Bush at the White House in 2009. Making his mark in pop culture with 3 gold albums, Bo was also featured in numerous commercials, including Moe's Southwest Grill and Ford Motor Company. He co-hosted the Larry King Show and Regis and Kelly shows and appeared on The Today Show, The Tonight Show, Jon Stewart Show, Jimmy Kimmel Show, The Ellen Show, and American Chopper. What not everyone knows is his journey as a medical cannabis patient living with Crohn's disease. When he was diagnosed with Crohn's, a relentless, painful autoimmune disease that attacks the digestive tract, his world changed overnight. There were days he couldn't leave the house. At night, he couldn't sleep from the pain and inflammation. Traditional medications helped, but the side effects added a whole new roster of challenges. Then after years of research, dead ends, and advice from fellow patients, he found relief through medical cannabis. Today, we are here to share not just his story, but why Bo is taking an active role as an advocate of cannabinoid therapy and other natural healing remedies that haven't been recognized in modern medicine. It's through education and proper diagnosis that we can find the benefits of cannabinoid therapy to assist people of all walks of life. Bo is here today to help fight for his home state, Alabama, to inspire us all to take a stand and advocate for everyone's right to cannabis. And this is a quote from Bo. I've been involved in the cannabis world for decades, and it's helped me find healing through its medicinal properties that no other medicine has ever come close to achieving. Bo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jennifer. It's a privilege to be here and hanging out with you. I do consider you a friend as well, so thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I have enjoyed being able to get to listen to your heart for the people of Alabama and your passion for educating people, because you and I have agreed many times, education is the only real way to affect any good change and to turn people's hearts and minds away from the stigma. And of course, you're especially passionate about cannabinoid and other alternative therapies for veterans. So I'm very excited, and I thank you for being here with us tonight.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, because you and I both know just how important this is, the journey that we're on, not only to try to help assist other people who are dealing with challenges with medications, especially with this now being such in the forefront as an issue with medication.
Right.
So this is something that for me, I'm so proud of our home state. And I have so much love for everyone there. And I've always been so very proud, and I still am.
Yeah.
And for me, this feels like a real opportunity. I've been with others to represent so many different musical legacies of our gorgeous state. And for this, it's something that when I was living in Alabama, I had several CBD hemp shops around that I used to utilize.
Right.
And so when I heard about this first coming into play, it really, Jennifer, blew my mind, because just all that it entailed as I read through the bill, it was just very strange.
Yeah.
So when you and I started to discuss things, it was really something that I felt that we can be impacting our community, our state, and educating people on why we need this herbal therapy.
Right.
In our lives. So I was just really, really taken aback some of the things that I've heard from you, because you've done so much research and you're such a, you're really good at putting this stuff together to make other people understand it, you know, well.
Thank you.
And so I appreciated this opportunity. So help, maybe we can continue to spread the word, and also spread the word, you know, outside into the political realm.
Yes.
On how this can be such a, you know, important part of people's lives.
I agree. And I bet you, it's sad to say, but I'm willing to bet that at least some of those hemp shops that you used to use are no longer in business, because so many people, good people who had thriving businesses, making a ton more sales and impact in their communities than even I was. And under 2 months, most of us have gone under. And the ones that are left are really struggling to adjust. And it's hard. I had all this whole list of people that if I had people in Huntsville or in Tuscaloosa or Birmingham or anywhere else in the state, I had someone to send them to, at least one, you know, and now almost no one's left. You know, they've all either gone online to try to hang on that way, or they've completely closed altogether. And some of the bigger operations have just taken their business out of state because there's nothing
right
here for them. And that is the biggest tragedy. You know, we talked about too, that a lot of people count us out in Alabama, that they assume that we are so backwards and so conservative, you know, and a lot of people are under the impression that it's Christians keeping people from cannabis. But I'm here to tell you, as a Christian and as a conservative, that is not the case. This is a story about powerful donors and people who can be bought that make these decisions, sadly. And we got an up close and personal experience with that, called names, insulted and kept quiet, and you know, and like I said, we were carpet bombed. So that 2025 session was one of the most traumatic things that I've been through since I started this, and it's never been easy. But that was a level of insanity and emotional distress and fear that I don't want to revisit ever again. But, you know, even the ones of us that are down and out, we still want to stand and fight, because I don't want, you know, I have people ask me all the time, why don't you move to another state? I don't want to move to another state. And I'm not even from Alabama. I've lived here most of my adult life, but I'm from Louisiana. But this is home to me. This is my children's home. This is where everything that I've ever accomplished in my life in the cannabis world has been right here in Alabama. And the people of Alabama deserve better than what we have been given, and especially after being stripped of the freedoms we did have. So, again, to have someone like you to defend your home state's rights, we appreciate it, because we do not get much help from the outside.
Well, and the issue here, we do talk about how there is a bit of insanity in it. And it does come down to the fact that we are dealing with the major issue is going to be with HB 445, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have this very strange field of action, okay? because in this bill, you've taken regular Alabamians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've made it to where it's a Class C felon.
Right.
Okay. Now, a Class C felony that is punishable by up to 10 years in prison.
Yep.
And $15,000 fine. Okay. Now, if I am found with cannabis,
illegal street weed.
I believe it is up to. I do believe it is up to. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Mm-hmm. I believe it's up to an ounce. Mm-hmm. It's a second degree. Okay, first of all, misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
So it's a second degree misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
That is punishable by 1 year, up to 1 year. You can get off sometimes by, deferred on court, drug court, and up to a $6,000 fine. Okay?
Right.
So you can get, for regular cannabis with THC, you can get up to 1 year and $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get with hemp, CBD, anything that you have that has anything to do with the hemp plant, you can get, again, up to 10 years and $15,000, and it is a felony on your record.
Well, and I don't know if you realize this, but it is even harsher than the schedule of felony for fentanyl possession. Fentanyl possession is a Class D felony, so you can get in the most trouble for a federally legal hemp joint or a 3-5 of hemp flower. You know, you're better off. I've been telling people you're better off if you get caught. Tell them it's street weed, because that's a heck of a lot less to deal with.
And the issue here, again, is back to when we're dealing with it with 445.
Right.
This is to deal with cannabis and hemp. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's keep that. And one is psychotropic and
right.
cannabis.
Right.
And hemp is not.
Yeah.
So therefore, we're diluting the waters. When we're trying to educate, we're diluting the waters and we're clouding that. When we allow this kind of dialogue to continue without us debating other people on this and giving them the education.
Right.
Because people that don't understand what the actual benefits are.
Right.
And how you're able to get access to those benefits through the actual, you have a cannabinoid, believe it or not.
Right.
We have a cannabinoid system in our bodies.
Yes,
that's
we
what
do.
Always made me wonder, well, why do we have this sucker if it's not supposed to be used?
Right. Let me stop you right there. We've got to go to a commercial break really quick. But when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about the endocannabinoid system and why we're doing what we're doing with Bovice. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sweet Home Cannabama, live on FM Talk 106.5. As you can hear us on the other commercial break, apparently the mic was hot, and you could hear me coaching Bo through getting him back on the screen. And thanking Jesus, I got a text message from my friend John Grady that said, Jesus heard you.
That's right. Jesus helped us out for sure.
Sure. I know. I was like, good thing I didn't say anything weird. So before the break, we were talking about, you mentioned the endocannabinoid system, and I do want to acknowledge that we do. We had the largest self-regulatory system that is in the human body, and more receptors than the central and peripheral nervous systems combined. Like I've said before, this is the if these systems were a symphony, the central nervous system would be the musicians, the peripheral nervous system would be the instruments, but the conductor is the endocannabinoid system, and he makes sure that those musicians are practiced and they show up on time, and he makes sure that the instruments are tuned and in good repair so that the music comes together just perfectly. And I think that's probably the best analogy I ever heard, and I use it often. to explain how very important the endocannabinoid system is. And there are receptors throughout the brain, the body, the even the bone marrow, muscle tissue, joints, organs. There's five types of skin cells that have cannabinoid receptors, which is how topical creams work on contact. They don't have to enter the bloodstream. They send a signal straight to the brain, and the brain tells the body to reduce inflammation, pain, swelling, and increase circulation. And I could go on and on and on, Bo. I'm sure you could too, about the beauty of how the body and the plant go hand in hand. It is the most bioavailable plant known to man on the planet that we have found, and so few people understand that.
Well, one of the greatest things, a little bit of a caveat on everything. You know, when I was younger. When I was a younger man, I used to utilize cannabis, and I didn't realize that at the time I was with my illness with my stomach. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just utilizing it out of recreation.
Right.
I was using it to help my stomach issues.
Right.
Later in life, as I really started to research, find out more, I did go to to a class down here in Florida about it. Mm-hmm. And different things. And when I found out how our endocannabinoid system works, and it true, when we talk about the different aspects of how this system can be broken down mm-hmm. to help everything that we need, CBN is one of the most beneficial things in my life.
Yes.
It truly is, because it helps me with sleep, and it helps to promote a full night's sleep. So instead of having to take some medication,
right,
where I'm having to not get enough sleep,
right,
it's those kind of aspects that I really feel like, as we're educating people more and more, these are going to break down the stigmas.
Right.
Because once people start to see, okay, well, CBD does this, CBN does this.
Right.
You got all these different categories, and you really did. That was a perfect analogy of how the endocannabinoid system works.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if people were able to open their minds and to understand that we are literally breaking down walls and stigmas.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it was like the greatest route that we had to go through for education was hemp. It was CBD. It
right.
is that route. And then from there, we're able to look at the other benefits of things like Rick Simpson oil.
Right.
And other aspects of cannabis that are, THC based.
Even terpenes and flavonoids.
Oh, absolutely. The terpenes are one of the best things that cannabis has to offer.
Yes.
Because they're going to be what breaks down what works in your body for you.
Yes.
Okay, so what works for you, Jennifer, is not going to work particular for me.
Right.
And the sativa might not work for me. Certain things might give me a bit of anxiety or things, but there are certain ones that work.
Right.
Whenever you get into the indica strains, there's a lot of those same terpenes in there that offer that real intense body effect
right.
for you. And it goes right to the what you're trying to actually alleviate pain. You're actually trying to get an appetite. And you start to educate yourself. And it's not just about getting a higher level of whatever you're wanting in THC or whatever.
Right.
A lot of the times it's about hitting those terpene profiles, right?
Yes,
and getting
it is.
A nice terpene profile. And then you can get something with a lower THC level. And see, that's the other thing. Jennifer and I'm sorry if I get passionate about it.
No,
when
go
you
ahead.
Look at these other strains, we're dealing with our veterans. That's something that I'm so passionate about, because we're able to really step in and we're able to offer them some kind of portal, right, to start mm-hmm. in investing their energy into this medication. And we've got other strains that now we're losing, like the White Widow, the Charlotte's Web. There's other ones that are really rich in these, as you said, cannabinoids and different beneficial parts of cannabis. And now they're being stripped away from us, and they're being stripped away from us without good explanation. If there's good explanation, I really am a little bit more, I kind of can play, without better terminology, devil's advocate.
Right.
But unfortunately, when you just come to us as a state and just say, listen, it's no, and it kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
That's not really, that doesn't sound like other people have gone out and done a legitimate resource and research for
right.
me. If they had, I think we might be having a more open dialogue. And for me, Jennifer, that's what I'm here to try to do
right.
with people like you, is can we just open up that dialogue? Can we just have a talk here and actually use facts?
Yes.
And not just kind of say, well, listen, I think I know better because I think I know, you know, my constituents, or I think I know
right.
what they're going to say here. I think the people pretty much know.
Right.
And,
well, I find that the people
who are
most willing to do the research, to look at the 480 plus chemicals in cannabis besides Delta 9 THC, they have had some sort of experience with it. Like me, in the beginning, I rejected it. I was in recovery from opiates for 3 years. I said, oh, that's weed. I can't do that. I'm in recovery. Because I went to school in the 80s and the 90s. My mom was a teacher. The DARE program was burned into our brains. You know, this is your brain on drugs kind of thing. But I had someone I trusted say, nope, this is not what you think. And I think I teach just as much what it is not as I do what it is. And to go back to something you said earlier about people being focused on the THC and the high, I've done many, many topics on this about how people are buying weed wrong by looking at that one percentage. And then they don't understand it. That's not THC at all. It's THCA until it's heated and converted, you know. But yep. I think the message gets lost when all the industry focuses on is getting high. When we even joking about it, you know, and it's funny to joke about it sometimes. I've had cops come in the store and joke about it, you know. But everybody loves a good stoner joke. But I think a lot when the hemp industry first started getting THC products online, because in the beginning all there was CBD, you know, and it was working miracles. And then when the THC products came in, which helped stretch the benefits we could offer people, because a combination of CBD and THC is what you really want, especially with major illnesses and things like that. But I think we lost focus on the CBD part and the CBG part and the CBN part and the terpenes. And everybody just went with, hey, we could sell THC now. And I think that's probably part of why this has kind of come down on our heads. And I know that not all of my colleagues, but a lot of businesses said, forget CBD. We're going to make so much more money doing this, and we're just going to get people high. And there are whole shops that don't have a lick of CBD in them anymore. And I think that's a huge mistake. We never stopped promoting the benefits of CBD and offering products, an entire suite of products that have zero THC in them, you know, and, you know, THC products definitely paid the bills, but it was mostly the combination of my best-selling gummies were a combination of CBD and THC because they do very different things. I say all the time, if you ask me to choose one single thing about the cannabis plant that I can have and nothing else, it's going to be CBD all day, every day. The anti-inflammatory properties and all the other things that it does, balancing brain chemistry, organ function, immune function, hormones, you know, antifungal, antiviral, and antiseptic on the skin, antibacterial. It's crazy making how amazing just CBD by itself is. But having access to the whole plant, getting the entourage effect, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. CBD and CBN and THC and terpenes are all great on their own, but when you put them in that accordion of options in one thing, then it can go and do different things in the body all over and take care of a multitude of issues. Where CBD may work for one person, it's not going to be enough for another. And we should have the option to do that. But I think the hemp industry, at least part of the hemp industry, I think more of the opportunists in that industry, just focusing on THC and get you high, I think that's a mistake. I don't care if we had recreational legal, you can grow it in your backyard. It's still a mistake to only focus on that one thing and leave out the beauty of all the rest of it, because terpenes by themselves can cure a lot of things. I don't mean cure to the DEA, the FBI, and anybody else listening. I did not mean to use the word cure.
Right. Yeah.
However, it can help.
It can be beneficial.
It can help. Right. It can assist in different situations. You know, dis-ease, discomfort, you know, and all the things that we are all dealing with. You know, the inflammation at the end of the day is the name of the game. Everything around us is trying to kill us, and the anti-inflammatory benefits alone are insane. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more with Bo Bice. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sweet Home Cannabama here on FM Talk 106.5 and live streaming across the socials via StreamYard. We're talking with Bo tonight. Bo, I just want to say before we move on, I appreciate so much being able to banter, especially with an audience, about the makeup of the plant, the endocannabinoid system, the education. We've been so focused on politics and policy. It's exhausting, and I have been dying to get back to the root of what we want to do, which is education. So thank you. Before we even finish, thank you for participating in that way. I appreciate your amount of knowledge. You're keeping pace with me, baby. We're doing great. I'm excited. I definitely think we need to have you back on when you have time to come back on. But before we get to the end of the show, I do want to recognize the fact that one of your passions within the cannabis education and legalization space is your love and affection for the veteran community. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about why that is such a passion for you.
Well, Jennifer, number one, I'm a military brat, granddaddy's Air Force, both of them, and, you know, dad, Marine Corps, little brother, Corps, little sister, Air Force.
Wow.
I always joke that I carry a gun when I go over, or they carry guns when they go over to Afghanistan and different countries. I carry guitars when I go to Afghanistan.
Right.
To Iraq, you know, a different spot. So it's a lot different, you know.
Yes.
But no, I have a love for our veterans that runs so deep, and I always have, just because I grew up in, you know, London Central High School was my high school at High Wycombe Air Force Base over in London, and I dealt with so many people, so many dorm students, and have just an attachment and a love for that mindset of our veterans. And when I started to go into this realm and this journey of cannabis for myself, I saw how it changed my life.
Right.
As I looked around, and currently I want to state this, I also live in a state to where medical cannabis is legal.
Right.
So I have had experience firsthand here with our, I don't call them veterans, I call them heroes. That's what they are. They're all heroes.
I agree.
And I have had experiences here with our heroes and watching how they've been able to overcome some of these issues because of not just the elements of cannabis, CBD, you know, but it is the actual education which provides them, much like they're used to what in the military. They get educated and trained how to do a job. They're given what? The tools to accomplish that mission.
Yep.
And then they have to do what? put it all into action
yep.
to accomplish the goal and accomplish the mission.
I never so thought about it in those terms.
I try to put it right there, right? We're giving them the education first
yep.
about how this can help with their PTSD and some of their issues with anxiety, how this can cool down some of their problems with the anxiety. You feel it right in your chest right away. Let me explain this to you, what this system's doing, what that, right?
Right.
And then you start to educate them on the different elements, like we were talking about with CBN and ways that they can kind of get some rest. So I don't sleep. You find these little, and you begin to talk to them about what's really bothering them, what's really ailing them.
Yep.
And you're, as we said earlier, we're not here as doctors. We're just saying, hey, man, I found that this works for me. I've also seen that it's worked in a few other people in a similar manner.
Right.
So therefore, let's educate you. Let's give you the right tools. And then let's let you go through your journey. And whenever I'm talking to our veterans or anyone that's starting to deal in their journey of CBD, cannabis, anything, I always let them know this is your journey. It's only for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is unique to you, and you need to look at it that way.
Right.
And whenever you give them that that feeling of, you know what, this is mine. I can do this. It adds so much encouragement to their life.
Yep.
And they start to find themselves again, I've seen. And this is something that I'm saying, I have to reiterate this. I'm not saying it's a cure. I'm saying what helps you is the three things.
Right.
The education, the tools, and you doing the work.
Yeah.
And so that's the way that I've been able to I guess, engage with our heroes. And there are different things that I'm out here trying to accomplish. Number one is education, and that's why I'm so happy that you let me on here to be able to speak with you. And number two is I'm here not only to help people get the tools, but I'm still finding new tools every day, and
yeah.
I love that.
Same.
And so then my mission becomes what? My mission becomes never ending.
Right.
So, man, that makes me get out of bed every day, and
yep.
I come here, and I get to talk to people like you, and you helped, you blessed me tonight. You gave me knowledge. So, this is something to be able to put out in this world, what really God gave to me and others, and I've just found that it really does have a spiritual element to it with our mind body.
Yep.
And I just really, I want to see people be able to get that opportunity to heal themselves, and they can find so much enjoyment in life, I feel like, if they just have that opportunity to at least try it.
Right.
And then
for some
it's okay, and for some it's not, and that's
right.
Okay.
Right. Well, I like to, I think we all have a calling in life. We all have a kingdom work to do. We all have something. We have families, you know, we need to be parents and have careers and do something to affect the world around us. And in my opinion, and I'm sure you would agree, that when you are dealing with chronic disease, chronic pain, migraines, all that was my cross to bear. But whatever your situation is, when your life revolves around the bag of orange bottles of pills and doctor visits,
right.
And you plan your life around how much activity you think you can do before you melt down, that's no way to live. When our
Not
lives
enough.
Are revolving around how we feel, because we all feel so bad, then we're not effective in our roles, and we're miserable. And to me, this plant helps give people back their lives, their quality of life, because it sweeps out all the garbage from our food, from our environment, from those pills. And once people understand, like you said, with education, you can give them the tools, but if you don't teach them what it is, what it does, how it works, and how to use it responsibly, a lot of bad things happen. People get a gummy from their friend and have a bad experience, and they write
right.
it off. And that's not a good situation. So again, education is the only way to do this. And I believe it gives people the opportunity to, it certainly did for me. It changed my life and gave me a calling, which you're witnessing right now, you know, to be able to teach people. I'm not great at a whole lot of things, but this I'm pretty decent at, and I love it. And as much as it has beaten me half to death, I get out of bed every day ready to go again, too. And so I think that's one thing that people who have truly done the research and know, it's as individual as we are as people. And there is no end to the knowledge. And we may never know everything there is to know, especially in the current climate where they're trying, you know, so many big industries, pharma, tobacco, alcohol, you know, are trying to burn us to the ground. You know, it's harder and harder now after legalization and the farm bill from 18, after 7 years, it's harder now to get anywhere with this. And I think that that's the real tragedy. But I appreciate your perspective, because I do believe that you're right about how to approach veterans. Before we get to the end of the show, Bo, I want to say thank you, first of all. This has been so enlightening. I had a whole list of questions. We didn't ask a single one. And to me, that is huge win. That is a huge win. That means I think we were pretty interesting. But tell us where we can find you.
Well, you can always check BoBice.com to kind of see what I'm doing here or there. I'm on there every now and again. But you know what? You find me on TikToks and I'm on Instagram and Facebook and all this other stuff. And you know, I've got a lot of cool things coming up with our veterans very soon. So please keep an eye out for that. I just ask you to please pray for our country, keeping us all safe, and then all our family there in Alabama. I love you so much, and I miss you with all my heart every day. And thank you for supporting Jennifer and the mission that Canabama has. And I hope to see you very soon back home.
Thank you so much, Bo. Everybody, join us next week. We're going to have Representative Neil Rafferty on the show to talk about that big announcement I couldn't make tonight. God bless you, and God bless Alabama Hemp.